Blog Talk Radio.
It's Wednesday night, and it is Maximize Your Life Show with Reverend Morale P. Brown, a.k.a. Life Coach Morale. And we're going to have a special conversation today with Mrs. Margaret Young, and the special topic is starting a community-based organization, CBO, 501c3. And you're going to learn a lot of good tips about that. Then you're going to have a good conversation about funding and sponsorship. They're going to have the American Women's Association, ABWA, via the Stephen Buffton Memorial Educational Fund and sponsors announcements as well. Here we are once again with Coach Morale. Let's give her a nice hand and bring her on. There you go.
Truly, truly, Dr. Ron, it is a pleasure just to be on the Maximize Your Life show and to hear your voice. And thanking you just for your expertise of engineering and your contribution to the, you know, this show. I just maximize this opportunity. I look forward to it. I prepare for it. And so I'm excited. Audience, we are getting over the hump. This is Wednesday. Yes. Woo! We can say yay. And I'm excited in that we do have at 8 o'clock a special guest, Mrs. Margaretta Young. Mrs. Margaretta Young, businesswoman extraordinaire, that is at 8 o'clock. So please make sure you are tuning in and stay tuned. And then also text, call, email your friends and let them know that the Morrell P. Brown, we're on the air, and it is time for us to maximize personally and professionally. I'm excited, Dr. Ron, to be able to address the pandemic that we are in, 2020, 2021, and unfortunately it may even be beyond. And this talk, Dr. Ron, is not about whether a person should get the vaccination or anything like that. It's also not in terms of telling you how to medically treat your child if they come down with COVID-19. But as I was looking at the news, which I'm minimizing doing that just to keep my peace and my sanity, it was just stating, and this was on yesterday, and we're talking from the Charlotte, North Carolina area, and of course they cover the news, cover other areas, the surrounding regions of Charlotte. But specifically, they're looking at, this is as of yesterday once again, which is Tuesday, 500 to 600 patients, 21% is in ICU, 15 to 18% have been vaccinated, and that's 215 persons. Out of this particular number, they're looking at ages, the average age is 49 years old, which is middle age, and 91% is hospitalized, 92%, and I can't read my handwriting. Okay, now, 207 is unvaccinated, and this has taken an emotional toll on, of course, the hospital staff and all of those who are on the front line. And again, my goal for tonight's show is not to provide medical advice or to promote or to discourage you, you know, or to encourage you to get a vaccination. As an educator, I must be able to address even the difficult and the hard things that are happening in our society, Dr. Ron. So what I would like
Correct.
To do tonight, briefly, thank you, is just talk to the Max fam and shed some light and give some tips. I may not cover all five. It'll be give or take. But the bottom line is if you see your child lethargic, which means weak, not feeling well, sleeping, aching, constant running nose. Now, we know with children that children tend to get their runny nose or cough or whatever. But when you see that it's persistent, then that's a red flag for you, mom. That's a red flag for you, dad, grandparents, and the village to be able to say, let me see what's going on with my child. After a day or two, if you see that it's persisting and it's not your child is not getting any better and they're still running a fever or a stomach ache, then you want to call your child doctor pediatric. What I've been hearing from an associate of mine, two of their grandchildren came down with COVID-19, I think the first or second week of school. And some of the symptoms, Dr. Ron, were the stomach ache and then the fever. Someone in my family came down with it, my grandnephew, and it was more of the stomach ache and the fever. And what they're saying, according to the news, that once your child is tested, then they are to quarantine for about 10 days. Did you hear the same thing, Dr. Ron?
Oh, sorry. Yes, correct. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And now what makes it so difficult is that, you know, mom or dad or grandparent, or again, the village may be home with the child, but then it increases the likelihood that the caretaker is going to also get coronavirus or COVID-19 or its Delta variant. The and that does happen, and it did happen. Yet at the same time, for the parents who are caring for their child, is continue with all the methods in place, like washing your hands profusely in a sense, making sure, you know, there are times when I come from the outside or I'm handling certain things, I would actually just take my washcloth and I would put alcohol on it and just rub my body down. And that's, to me, cleansing, you know, my body. And then at the same time, I'm wearing my mask, especially when I'm indoors visiting my relatives. And so with the parents who are taking care of the child, you know, wear your gloves. Also encourage that child, that just giving them some encouragement that they're going to be okay. And thank God, with my associate, former co-worker, her grandchildren are fine, thank God. My grandnephew is fine. A few of the people in my family have had COVID-19. And I'll say this. So I had a conversation with someone today, and they mentioned they lost a friend on yesterday. They say another one of their friends is 49 years old. They're in the hospital. They're on a ventilator. Elderly person, they have it and not doing well. So, you know, my heart, Dr. Ron, goes out towards everyone.
Yes.
I wish I can say that everybody is going to overcome COVID and no one is going to get it. And if you put these particular methods in place, that we're going to be fine. I can't say that. I wish I could. But what I will say to you and your family members is do your due diligence. I'll give you an example. Before I give you this example, I believe also as the parent is taking care of their child, for the parent to get rest and for someone else to take care of that parent who may have gotten COVID-19. And putting on good music helps the spirit and the mind and the body to heal. For me as a Christian, and I notice that everybody's not a Christian, I understand that, but because I am a Christian and this is my show, I do feel at liberty to be able to say prayer helps. Prayer brings healing, healing scriptures. Some people,
amen,
they want to talk. You know, you're going to have somebody in the hospital, Dr. Ronnie, you're visiting them and you're trying to be quiet and not have long conversations, but that person, that, you know, talking and conversating, and it may take their mind off of being sick. So if a person who is sick has COVID-19, if they want to talk or they have the Delta variant, talk away to bring healing. And so everyone tries different things. Now, I am American, and in the South, and Dr. Ron, you can attest to this, that we have and we had great back home remedies from South Carolina. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, born in Charleston.
Amen,
raised in
amen.
Georgia. Yes, and grandma and great grandma, they would do their mixture. You know, sometimes it was with castor oil. And different type of things, you know, what's the other thing? Something, John?
Right, you know? Right. And there's a lot of herbs as
right,
well.
Right, herbs. Yes, yes. Get some things from the tree, and that would bring healing. Now, the caveat is this. I am not, again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling you just do back home remedies. Those that are from the island, boy, you have a lot of tricks up your sleeve as well, back home remedies. And to be honest, I also heard that it is helping people with COVID-19. Dr. Ron, we're living in this time where you can't even sneeze without someone looking at you or cough.
Exactly.
We've gotten, what's the word? Just hypersensitive. Paranoid, that's what it is. Thank you. Paranoid. And there's a right to it somewhat, but I believe, audience, that one of the ways of protecting you and your family is letting go of the paranoia, which means this. When you begin to walk in excessive fear, then you are actually anticipating something negative that's going to happen that has not happened. But what you're doing is presently, let's just say you're at your relative, but all you're thinking is, oh my God, if somebody coughs on me or if somebody sneezes or somebody touches me. And what happens is when you stress like that, excessive stress, then your body begins to break down and it goes through that stress and your hormones and the immune system starts decreasing. And then you increase the likelihood of a sickness or a disease or COVID-19. You want to, the caveat is this, when you especially indoors with you and your children, make sure you have them close to you. I believe that when it comes down to family, because a couple, what was it, about a year and a half ago, they were saying, okay, you couldn't, during the quarantine, you couldn't really, or the lockdown, shut down, lockdown, you know, stay indoors, that just fellowship, interact with your family members and your close family members. And it was almost like saying, almost like we got the same DNA, we got the same, you know, germs or whatever the case is, that we would be able to just, you know, overcome it with family. So I just believe with the children, the sleepovers, I would advise you not to do that right now. A couple of months ago, Dr. Ron, there were children playing in the backyard and they had the apparatus and everything, but they still was bored. And so what I did was I allow them to play with my hula hoop. I have these large hula hoops that I use usually for training. And but then I realized right after they sat the hula hoops down, and then they started rolling on the ground in the dirt. Now, when I see them stand up, I didn't think they were doing all of that. But what I did was I distanced myself, got the hula hoops back, wiped them down, brought them back into the house. But certain things like that, watch your children, monitor your children. And again, these are the strategies. Just don't leave them to go all the way down the block and you don't have an eye view of your child. Know who they're playing with and then minimize that, especially for this season. Because when I think of the school system and they're going to school every day, it's stating that the desk can be 3 feet apart. Because when you're talking, Dr. Ron, in terms of the classroom, it's usually, but let's say pre-K, they can be about 15 to 17 students. High school is usually 25 to 30 at times. And I've been in classrooms where they were like 34. And so, you know, in a sense, they have to minimize the amount of space. Outdoors, they say 6 feet. And so I believe that parents want to find out what is the social distancing in school, what are their policies. As I said, I know with the school system, if a child was to get, coronavirus, the variant, that they are sent home for about 10 days and they would quarantine. And if the child has a sibling, then they also want that child to stay at home as well. And I just believe, again, using wisdom when you're talking to your child's pediatric, your child's doctor, using wisdom when you're getting the help of your family, making sure that you are safe as possible, and then calling in the village to be able to help, perhaps prepare dinner, prepare soup, and making sure that you're drinking lots of liquids and those things that help your body, vitamin C, but just making sure, again, that you are not going out in public after you know that you've contracted COVID-19 or Delta variant as to give it to someone else. And just being careful. I know sometimes it's not easy, especially when you're working, but you want to do your best. And I just say, again, continue to be in prayer. Continue to look out for one another. Don't get so hyper nervous or paranoid if your child has a runny nose. The allergy season is upon us. And in Charlotte, North Carolina, Dr. Ron, it really never leaves, you know, because I'll treat it. I mean, it's been blossoming for the longest. But the leaves will be changing, and you will see that your child may be suffering from allergies. So just, again, keep your child in good spirits. My grandnephew, he was just excited. He was doing fine. It was just a fever, so on and so forth. You know, and but for older people, sometimes it takes a greater toll. So my advice, parents, is be wise, and then I'm also understanding medically they're saying that children, they do experience it in a mild way. However, that child can give it to you, so that's what makes it very difficult. And but I also say this. If you or your family contracted COVID-19 or its variants, you know, let your family know so that you can provide, they can provide support for you, prayer for you, and help out with errands and anything like that, you know, or whatever the case is. And then also what's good to do too is get an ear purifier. I was talking to my assistant manager, and we were talking about that, and because here in these apartments it just haven't been built strongly and good quality, and so you have like mold issues. And so, you know, she was just talking to me about air humidifier, and that helps to filter the virus out of the air. So I'm going to wrap this part up. Dr. Ron, would you like to add?
Oh yeah, you know, just a matter of, you know, the circumstances with this particular virus, and you know, there's so many different theories out put there. Some are conspiracy, some are just right. Out of experience, some emotional, some, you know, it's a very devastating situation when you lose somebody, whether it's a friend, a coworker, a family member, yeah. You know, whatever it is. And so people are anxious. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of anxiety in the society right now. So when people get very anxious, yeah, about things, they tend to take up any level of justification for whatever they feel they need to do for themselves. So if a person, yes, feels the need to vaccinate, they're going to be very strong about that. If a person feels not the need to vaccinate, they're going to be very strong about that. So a lot of controversy going on over, yes, the vaccination. There's a lot of inconsistencies with CDC and WHO and all the research that's been done. The epidemiologists come out and say one thing, and right, the people, yeah, the laboratory research scientists come up with another thing. And this particular virus is so unusual because it affects everybody differently. I remember, true, I didn't forget, young man, 25 years old, junior in college, junior in university, football player, 0.1% pal of fat on his body. That means he was extremely, mm-hmm, and good physical condition. He did, you know, X amount of 500 sit-ups, ran, you know, X amount of hundreds of miles, you know, 50 miles a day or something like that. And he was extremely in good, excellent condition. He caught the virus and he passed away. There,
wow,
was a grandmother, 85, yes, and there was a grandmother, 85 years old. She was obese by 95 to 100 pounds over her normal weight. She had all the other circumstances. She was diabetic. She had a heart condition, and she had multiple surgeries for different cardiovascular problems. And she caught the virus, and she lived.
Wow! Okay. Wow! Interesting.
Not, you know what I'm saying? It's not something. Mm-hmm. Been so indecisive, this whole virus thing, and I understand why it's confusing to the people, as well as,
right,
we heard so many different in the initial beginning when it started, you know, the government that we had at that time, you know,
yes,
on that person, I'm not going to call his name, been very,
right,
he's been very deceitful, he's been totally in denial, and he did not do the necessary things that when governmental policies that would help us to overcome the circumstances from the beginning. And so everybody said, you know what, if we did A, B, C, and D from the beginning, we probably would be in a better position now. So going forward now, the citizens not having a great understanding of this particular virus and how it's affecting them and what they need to do, and there were still so many, even now, we're going into the second year of this thing, but even now, we do not have a great understanding of who are the at-risk population, who and what can you do to be totally protected. Just like you said, you can do all these wonderful things, you can be in excellent physical condition, and you still could catch it. And children are passing away. Older people are living, and older people are dying. There's so much stuff that's going on, and we don't have a medical research data that can tell us specifically and identify certain people that we know that would end up, you know, and people primarily think if you're old, if you're obese, if you have conditions that compromise your immune system, well, then you might be the victim. And sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes people in that condition live, and people with the excellent physical condition, you know, unfortunately pass. So there's been so many ideas about vaccination bad, vaccination good. There's certain things in vaccination now. They talk about ethyl oxide, which is a chemical-based used for chemicals that's in the vaccinations. I remember years ago they talked about vaccination having lead in it, which was bad for children. You know, just so many things going on. Just like you say, you know what? Stay healthy, people. Stay in a safe environment. Keep your mask on. Wash your hands. Use a lot of alcohol. Use a lot of hand sanitizer. Try to keep yourself in physical good condition. Try to eat well. You know what I'm saying? And if you need feel the need to get vaccinated, if you are in, you know, if your doctor suggested it and you get a medical evaluation and you feel like you're prepared for it, you know, then that's your decision. If you feel you're not going to get vaccinated, it's not for you. And I would suggest homeopathic medicine. I would suggest herbs, spices, and things that would assist you in increasing your immune system to make it stronger. And whether you get vaccinated or not get vaccinated, keep your immune system strong. Like Coach Morales said, get a lot of sleep. Everything you know that you can do to boost up your physical health, do that, you know, and stay safe. You know, keep the masks on. Stay away from people. Don't get in crowds. I see a lot of people going to parties and different big major events, sports events, entertainment events, and people come out, at least 5 to 10% of them get sick. And unfortunately, 5% of them pass. Just stay safe and stay healthy. You know, that's the main thing I can tell you. I Coach Morales said, I can't suggest to get vaccinated or not get vaccinated. I don't have enough intelligence, enough information about that right now. And it's just unfortunate. It's a private decision. It's an individual private decision. You got to make, and you have to make that decision with your professional health care provider, your doctor. You know what I'm saying? And you have to listen to him and also listen to nutritionists and another medical providers that can give you some level of understanding. And then, you know, and most of all, you know, pray, you know, stay prayed up. Yeah. Keep God by your side, you know, whoever God means to you. I'm not religiosity, but I'm just saying whatever you feel enhances you. And like Morales said, things that make you happy, music, entertainment, things that make you rest, things that make you comfortable, get involved in those things. And that's the best thing I can say right now, because there's not enough information out there to say anything specific as far as my personal feelings.
Yes, and I definitely agree with you, Dr. Ron. You know, it's just, again, discernment and prayer and feeling at peace with whatever decision you make. And that's the basic. And just with that being said, Dr. Ron, we can just open up the lines for Q&A.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, we're gonna have to take some of the text messages because the studio people were in and people dropped out. We having problems all week long. I don't know if it's the weather.
Right.
The tower's located out there. In the west,
yes,
mm-hmm. them having bad weather. Okay. And so I know sometimes right. some of the shows could not get on because of the conditions
right.
Of the weather
okay.
and whatnot. So mm-hmm. we're going to take some of the text right. messages here.
Thank
and
you.
We have Mary Gardner from St. Louis, Missouri, and she wants to know in terms of if a person do not decide to get vaccinated and they live in a household where people are vaccinated, are they compromising mm-hmm. those people in their household?
Well, I'll say it like this, Mary Gardner. According to our professionals, they say that it increases the likelihood that if they got, well, they're saying it increases the likelihood that a person who is not vaccinated is exposing himself or they're at a greater risk. Who really knows, you know? Because again, it goes right back to so much discrepancy with the World Health Organization, so much discrepancy with our chief doctors. And so I believe that two things. I believe that you want to be careful, but don't ostracize the individual, which is really your blood relative or by marriage, in terms of like putting your finger up like a cross, like don't come near me, okay? And you don't want to feel like they're going to get a disease and then they're going to give it to you. That to me becomes paranoia, and it is easy to fall into that if you are really watching the news every day, 24/7, and you're always having those conversations. And for me, and I'll make it a little shorter, is that even though when the government or the news says, okay, when March hit, it's time to go out, I did the opposite. Because one, I'm over 50, and then I help care for my mother, who's over 83. So to me, my common sense, my personal conviction is be discerning, but don't allow anybody else to tell you that a person who's not vaccinated will get coronavirus and then they will give it to the family. Because the reality is, I know several people who's been vaccinated and they got the coronavirus. So the reality is the person who's vaccinated, it increased their likelihood to get it. And thank God, most of them have survived it that I know of. But the bottom line is let's not pit each other against each other. Just be careful. Love that individual. That's their personal choice. Don't put them in the grave and don't pronounce anything death over them because you are living in fear. Don't place your fear, Mary, on your relative who is not vaccinated. Just believe that they're going to be cautious, because the reality is they should even be much more cautious than you are, and not going out in a lot of public places and crowds and parties and just different things like that. Again, just be careful. I won't really buy into that the person who's not vaccinated is going to get it. There are people who've been vaccinated, and yes, at one point when they, and again, I don't even really want to get too much into this. When the vaccine, when they were promoting it, they said you won't get, you know, the coronavirus, COVID-19, the variant, and then they changed their mind and it said, oh, you will get it, but you won't get as sick. But I know that even in those numbers, people are dying who have been vaccinated. So the bottom line is, I'll say this, Dr. Ron, as a Christian, trust God. And again, do
yes.
your part. When you know that you've been eating well, you've been sleeping, if you're walking, exercising, you're listening to music, you're having great conversation, you're treating people and loving one another and forgiving one another, that's all you can do. And I'll say this, it won't be your time if God didn't say it's your time. So just don't walk in fear, Mary. you know, love your relative. You know, respect them in their decision, and just, you know, do what you think is good for you personally.
Okay, great. We have Robert Robertson from Des Moines, Iowa, and he wants to know, after the period of time now that we've been through this and we're going into the second year of it, is there a particular group of people or type of person or physical body condition, a person of certain physical condition, he's saying, that you would say, if you had to put the percentage up, what would the type of person, the prototype of person that you would say would most likely survive the coronavirus if they got it? In terms of, I guess what he's saying is, a person overall have been or will be or can be a survivor of the virus, especially, he's saying, especially the variants, which is supposed to be much stronger than the general pandemic or coronavirus.
Right. Thank you so much, Mr. Robinson, for that question. Once again, I am not an expert in the medical field of virus and germs. What I do is I listen to the news, and I do what I can to do my research, and that's what I'll encourage you to do as well. When in 2020, it was said that minorities, the dark-skinned people, the Nubians, were more likely and at risk to get the coronavirus. And then they also said those who that didn't have a good nutrition, good health, and they have, they call it, circumstances, where they have heart conditions, they have diabetes, high blood pressure, that they have already pre-existing conditions, that those people, the likelihood of them getting COVID-19 was greater. You don't hear that as much in 2021. Am I correct, Dr. Ron?
Correct. True.
Yeah. What they're saying now is middle age, young adults to middle age is getting it, and that they are dying. So what I'm surmising, and we are all intelligent human beings, and I believe that what we would like to do is to be what I call astute and very discerning, that the news is just that. They all are on the same wave from 2020 to now, and you're getting so many type of mixed information, so you get even lies. And so I believe that if we all, from the children from pre-K, make sure we're protecting them, high schoolers, make sure we're protecting them, middle age, make sure they're protected, you know, everybody in the workforce. Because if we keep looking at and hearing that this person is a greater risk, we thank God for statistics. Yet at the same time, I would say take it with a grain of salt. Because if you start thinking about your belief in the news before this, before coronavirus, you may not even believe in what they say. But now everyone is looking at the news and feeling like we have to get all of our information. There's so many other ways that we can do our research, and civic centers and mosques and temples and churches and people that we know that's studying this to get that firsthand information, to realize that in that hospital is all ages that are suffering. And in addition to COVID-19, because sometimes the medical staff does not really have time to even diagnose what that problem, you know, the problems that's coming in, they are slapping everything as COVID-19. And I know that as a fact. So I just say to you, take care of yourself, maximize your life, stay as healthy as possible. And if you get sick, again, call your doctor, tell them what the symptoms are, and then from there, you make a decision what you want to do, whether you want to go to the hospital, whether you want to get the shot if you didn't get it, you make up your mind what you want to do, how you're going to care for yourself, because the reality is if you're 50, you've already been taking care of yourself. You know your body. You know what you can, if you have allergic reactions or whatever, allergies. That'll be up to you, but take care of yourself and just – That's really it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I don't like, you know, usually I don't tell people about remedies and things of that nature, but I'm just going to, you know, in
right.
Israel, they're using a spoonful of baking soda with hot lemon tea. Hot lemon tea, what basically is just squeezing the lemon in hot water, putting a spoon,
right.
a spoonful of baking soda and, you know, and the, you know, mixing it up and drinking it.
Yeah.
And a person told me something I thought was very strange.
Right.
But I caught the first part of the virus, and there was no
okay.
assistance in the hospital when I got there. The primary thing that they told me, just go home, quarantine
yes.
yourself,
yes.
away from your family, stay by yourself.
Right.
And you know, just and then we see what happens. I guess if you live, we come back, you know. If you don't
right,
make it,
right.
then say goodbye, Charlie. So...
Right.
A friend of mine told me something very strange, and I thought it was so strange that it was strange. He said to sniff up the baking soda in my nose.
Okay.
And I
uh-huh.
did that.
Uh-huh.
I did it, and it had a little burning sensation, but it took
right,
all
sure.
the mucus out of my body, and it dried up
wow.
the mucus that was inside of my body. And then I heard one of the doctors say, keep mucus out of your body and keep your internals with your cardiovascular system, your breathing system, your nostrils clear of that.
Right.
And so
okay.
that made me understand that what that person told me was just on time. It was correct.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, 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 I mean, for me personally, a lot of people think
right.
it's crazy, but it really helped me.
Right.
And another thing
yeah.
I want to say is
yeah.
that you made a very interesting point about statistics.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised,
right.
and I guess you will be too, and I guess everybody will be surprised. I'm surprised
okay.
that we're a year and a half into this pandemic, if I'm correct, almost over a year,
okay.
almost over a year and a half. The CDC, nor WHO, nor the epidemiology, nor any of the scientific communities, the medical communities, departments of
mm-hmm.
research, have come up with data and statistics that was,
okay.
I'm not saying they have to say specifically, because I know you cannot determine now what person will be affected more than the
right.
next person, but we should have
yeah.
at least some kind of clarity mm-hmm. on the person who's most affected, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
The person who's
right.
most, what populace is more, what they call in the medical community, populace that are more at risk for the disease. Then they have
uh-huh.
a process of elimination where they look at
right.
certain sicknesses or certain conditions that you have, and they eliminate
mm-hmm.
it by those who have passed and those who are still living and those who are in
right.
physically good condition and et cetera, and they start putting them into categories. They start doing research on people, and they come up with some kind
mm-hmm.
of data. I have not
yeah.
heard any data.
Right.
And most of the
yeah.
time with these kind of things, they come up with some kind of data because they give you some kind of specific idea of
mm-hmm.
certain circumstances. It doesn't have to be specific because everything people
right.
really by rule in the medical community is a rule of elimination. So I try this and you come back, you know, they
right.
start to give you this pill. Oh,
right.
how you feel now? You know, come back a week later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't feel so good. Let me try this.
Right.
Or let me give you an extra dosage. Or let me give you CC. You know, we're going to go from 15 CCs
yeah.
to 20. You know, they try many different
mm-hmm.
things, process of elimination,
right.
until they find something, say, eureka. Boom, you feel good. Your remedy has
right.
worked for you. And it's over.
Uh-huh.
I'm just surprised that we have no data. They haven't accumulated.
Right.
At least I haven't heard of any statistical facts that says these are the at-risk people, this is the conditions
mm-hmm.
that would make you more vulnerable. And I'm not saying to be specific to the point, but have some
okay.
kind of, give the community some kind of idea of the good things that most likely
right.
would help you to overcome and the bad
uh-huh.
things that will most likely put you at risk. other than, you know, a mask, other than 6 feet apart, other than the cleansing of your body, taking off your clothes, taking a shower, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There have to be other conclusive points too. So I'm just so surprised when you said the statistics, and I was just surprised myself. There are no statistics of any sort, you know. Okay. They don't have to be conclusive statistics, but some kind of idea, you know.
Yes, and the thing is, Dr. Ron, you're correct, because like I said, last year, you know, they were really saying that, almost like saying, hey, the others don't have to worry because, you know, if you're not minority, you know, or undermining condition. And so the children was out playing in the middle age, you know, they were all in Florida in different places and you know, going to Jamaica. And then they came back, guess what? And the likelihood increased because they got this false sense of security, and then they brought it back to the older relatives, which in 2020, a lot of the older people, especially in the nursing homes, they were passing away, or the middle age was getting sick. But now, because you got to remember, the narrative was, and let me just say this, audience, Max Fam, I'm not bashing the news. I'm just telling you to open up your eyes and your ears and really open up your heart so that you'll understand and that you will follow the Spirit of God, you'll follow your heart, because the narrative then was the children are okay. And now here it is 2021, you know, we're having funerals for little babies and little kids. And and then on the flip side, I know that a few babies, you know, that I know personally, they have survived it. I know that few children have survived it. And that's why I'm saying to you, Max Fam, you know, Mary and to Mr. Robinson, we don't want to take on any false sense of security. The reality, I believe, is this. I said this to my sister on yesterday, because she told me someone, they were battling with COVID-19. And then I said, it's almost like a common cold, that it's almost like a flu season, but it's like a COVID-19. And I don't really want to pronounce that and put that in the ear, but I say it to say that just be careful, but don't be paranoid. And then know, as Dr. Ron said, and I do say this, there's back home remedies that you can try. And Dr. Ron, you are correct. I had a relative, they went to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, two people, the doctor told both of them, there's nothing we can do. Just go back home and take some medicine. So, but then to somebody else may be on a respirator. So I just say it's a scary time. It's a spooky time, because my whole thing is, no, I don't want to get it. I don't really care if I'm just going to go to the doctor or not. No, I don't want to get it. However, I'm not paranoid. I'm not careful, but I'm careful. And, you know, so I think that's important. Do we have anybody else?
Yeah, matter of fact, Mrs. Margarita Young is on the line. She's in the studio as well. And
okay, excellent. Excellent.
You want to bring her in as well, Mrs. Margarita?
Yeah, we can go ahead and bring her in. And we have a few things that we're based
organization tips. Okay, let's give a nice hand and bring her in. Margarita Young.
Hello, Margarita Young. How are you?
I am fine. Greetings, everyone.
Oh, my goodness. I am so tickled pink just to have you on the Morel Brown Show. Oh, my goodness. Maximize your life. I'm excited.
Oh,
are you ready?
Oh, yes. I thought I had a little bit more time, but I'm ready.
You do. Yeah. We just wanted to acknowledge you. Yeah, you have a few more minutes. Yes. We believe in making making our guests comfortable. And then also, just remember, as I said earlier, it's a conversation. You know, it's definitely just a conversation. Yeah, so we'll give you a few more minutes. So, Dr. Ron, what we'll do, and guess what, Dr. Ron, I was so cognizant and conscientious to make sure that I'm on time.
I'm noticing. Ooh. I'm noticing.
You notice that, right? Yes, yes.
I notice that.
So what we're going to do is let's do this. Let's go ahead to the sponsored announcement. Then we'll come back, and then I'll do my announcement. And by then,
you also you have a caller as well. I don't know if you want to take any callers that want to talk about the virus.
Oh, we
and,
do.
We do. Talk about
okay,
this.
I didn't know we had the callers. They came through. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So
510-731. Okay. 510-731. We'd open up your mic. You're on with Coach Morale and Maximizing Your Life show, and we're talking about coronavirus and all the things that we're hearing and things that we're experiencing as well. Let me open up your mic. 510-731. Your
can
mic
you,
is open.
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Oh, my name is Kyrie Rosby.
Glad to
How
meet
you,
Kyrie.
All right.
Finding you.
Nice to meet you as well. Hello.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I guess I came in on the back end of a comment. I wasn't really sure exactly what was going on. So what exactly is the topic? I know you said coronavirus, but what exactly is the question or?
Yeah, let me be real specific because I'm not a medical doctor, nor, you know, I don't study germs, right? We were just talking about the tips, five tips in terms of keeping your child safe from coronavirus. And I just gave a backdrop that sometimes as a parent is caring for their child with COVID-19, that they themselves may get it. And
right.
And then we've been having Q&A. And then afterwards we'll go into talking about the tips of starting a community-based organization.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah, my thoughts is, so my family, mm-hmm. for one, they call me a conspiracy theorist because of my views on certain things, especially
okay.
this topic. So I want to be very careful on my comments. But
yes.
but I just believe in fully taking care of your body, you know, fully taking care of your immune system, and you'll be just fine. You know,
yeah.
and I came in on the back end of, I believe it was you saying just being careful, you know, being conscious of where you are, of course, and yeah, just being smart about it, you know.
Yes, yes. You may I ask, you're like middle age. You sound
20.
You know,
I'm 25.
You're 25. So what is your take as far as the young adults? Do you believe that? Or do you know anyone who have gotten COVID-19 and recovered, or do you think that, you know, people are transitioning around that age? What's your take on it?
Everyone that I know that has gotten it, the symptoms weren't as bad. Everyone my age, however,
right.
Both of my grandmothers, they both got it, and they had, you know, worse symptoms.
Right.
One of my grandmothers was in the hospital for some days. And the
okay.
and the other one, she had quite a, you know, some bad symptoms as well. But as far
right.
as my age group,
uh-huh.
I feel like a lot of us are asymptomatic.
Oh, I see. Right. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you. And this is 2021 that the young adults may be getting it, but they have less symptoms.
This year and last year.
Okay. All righty.
Yes,
so, yeah. Well, thank you so much. I do appreciate it. Kerry, how did you learn about our show?
Mrs. Margaret Young.
Okay, I kind of figured that.
Yeah. Yes,
Sounds good. Okay, so she'll be coming on. Well, she'll be ready in a few moments. So just stay tuned, okay?
Yeah, I'll
and
be
thanks
here.
For your input.
Oh, yeah.
And then
thanks
also text some of your friends, let them know that we're on, because we're going to have
gotcha.
Some great
gotcha.
Nuggets. Yes, I appreciate
Thank you.
Okay, we can open up 678-692. Your mic is open.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Victoria Johnson and Nika Talley with Victory Divine Helping Hands of Georgia.
All right. Oh, so glad to meet you. And you're a guest of Margaretta, right?
Yes, Ms. Margaretta Young. We are so,
awesome.
So happy to just have her in our life. Help
yes.
us out. Or just, I don't know, we're just blessed to have her.
Yes.
Don't
well,
know her.
Wow.
Know that she's a godly person.
Yes.
She does great work, excellent
uh-huh.
work. She will
yes.
get your company where you need to be.
Wow, wow, awesome, awesome. I know she's listening in, and she'll be coming on in a few minutes. And so thank you. So what I'll just say is stay tuned. Definitely stay tuned. You know, tell other people we're on. She's going to be giving out some great information, and you are recipient of her expertise and her dedication and what she does, and that's why we select to have her on today so that we can just change the trajectory of our people. So definitely stay tuned, Miss Victoria.
Okay,
I love your name.
You're
welcome. Definitely. So, Dr. Ron, what we'll do,
okay,
because I believe...
Okay, open up, how about 718-926, 718-926.
Well, Dr. Ron, what we'll do is let's pause that because those are
okay.
Margaretta's guests. So once we have her on, and then we'll do the Q&A, and we'll bring them in, if that's okay.
Okay. So you want to proceed with...
With the break. Let's do the sponsored announcement, and then I'll
okay.
come back, and I'll do the announcement concerning the scholarship. And then Margaretta should be finished by then.
Okay, great. All right.
Thank you for your flexibility.
Entertainment worldwide network. We online. We in your speakers and on your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Ray. I sign on a payment with NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your piece, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Bossalina.
It's your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamson.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domenico.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You dig?
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Jersey. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for Ray's conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, join in the conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time, Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043. Then 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043. Then 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiana Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. how to meet and network with people in other cities, how to make connections with other business owners, and how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success, and experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Yeah! Oh! Entertainment. Worldwide. We on live. We in your speakers. And on your mind.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
And we're back with Coach Morale, Maximize Your Life Show.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Ron, and for our sponsors who are helping to keep us all on the air. Wow, I'm excited. So far, so good, right, Dr. Ron?
We're on time, yes. So far, perfect.
Yes, yes, so far, so good. I tell you, well, audience, quickly, I am part of the American Business Women's Association. I'm so excited about that. And I'm happy to say that they are in partnership with the Stephen Buffton Memorial Educational Fund. And this is a dynamic institution that gives out scholarships. Yes, I said it. I talked about it last week. I'm talking about it again. For those that have your relatives are in college, young adults, and also for those who are part of ABWA. There are some scholarships you would have to be part of ABWA, and then there are other scholarships that you can apply for and you don't have to be a member of the association. Each year they award in the amount of $2,000 to $10,000. Yes, I'll say it again. They usually give each year in the amounts of $2,000 to $10,000. These are national scholarships, and they do have their requirements, and so it is important that you can give me a call or you can go onto their website and to look at the different scholarships that they have. And it's open to women who are meeting those requirements. Again, when they say to you, write an essay, or they say to you, have your application in, you want to make sure that you adhere to those deadlines. If you need assistance, you can give me a ring, give me a call, and I can assist you as well. The application, they must be completed by May 15, 2022, to be completed at that particular time. And with their website, it is, again, Stephen Buffton Memorial Educational Fund. Stephen Buffton, that's B-U-F-P-O-N, Memorial Education Fund. And they also have scholarships. This is where they partner with the North Central, okay, University, and this is for members only, ABWA members, where you can apply for scholarships, tuitions. You get 15% off your tuition, and they help you with going back to school. So please, we're here to help you use your abilities so that you can have maximum impact. And this is one of the ways that we do it. And I'm thanking God for Miss Linda Johnson, who is the chapter president here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And that is the Limited Ladies, and I am one. So thank you. Dr. Ron, is my guest ready? Mrs. Margaretta Young, are you ready?
Yes, she's there, and she's ready. Let's give her a nice hand. Let's welcome her in, Mrs. Margaretta Young.
Wow, what an introduction.
Oh, yes. So deserving. It is so good to have you, Mrs. Young. I'm excited. You were able to grace us with your presence. You are a highly, I call it ultra productive, busy, focused individual. And so, Margaretta, without further ado, tell the audience a little bit about yourself. I know there's like a whole biography, but we just want to hear just a little tidbit tonight. Tell them a little about you.
Okay, wow. My name again is Margaretta Young, and I am the president of the Ready for Success Group Incorporated. We have two locations, one in New York and one here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I have established over 350 businesses thus far and 295 nonprofit organizations nationwide. I am a certified business and life coach. I am a two-time author, a minister, and I have a nonprofit organization called Women of Strength Resources Development and Foundation. And both businesses have been in existence over 21 years.
Wow.
I am an experienced grant writer of 27 years, and I have been teaching business how to write business plans, grant writing, and how to write proposals for the past 27 years.
Wow. That is excellent. Thank you. My goodness. What an extensive background. So you mentioned your field of expertise is business planning, grant writing, and what was the other?
Business planning, writing, teaching, and basically my writing skills. I had an after school program and summer day camp in Brooklyn, New York, and also a vendor for New York City Department of Education, as well as Human Resources Administration. So my writing skills, I write curriculums and books,
yes,
and biographies, resumes. I utilize my writing skills to strategically position clients to be where they need to be.
Wow. That's awesome. And what I was going to ask Mrs. Young, who is your target audience or your ideal client?
Wow. My target audience is businesses, companies, individuals that desire to start their own business or nonprofit, churches, institutions, because there are so many organizations that need funding. And my ideal client would be someone that know where they want to go, have the desire to be there, and that's ready to move forward. Sometimes you get clients, they want it, and they're not sure how to execute it or how to go about it, and sometimes they procrastinate. But that client that still does not know how to execute or navigate the process, that one says, listen, I'm ready to invest in myself so that others will see the investment and invest in me as an organization or a business, And that's the client I'm looking for, the one that's ready to go, because basically all you need is an idea, a concept, or just a vision, and just share that. And you don't have to have all the pieces. I will be able to feel your heart and write accordingly to whatever you tell me.
Wow, wow, that's powerful. I like that. That is powerful. It's very interesting, Mrs. Young. You know, even Dr. Ron, what she's saying is, make sure you're ready. Don't really come fumbling too much. Make sure you're ready to go. And and that brings me to my next question. In terms of how do you navigate, say, challenging clients who is not ready to go? They have no idea what they want. How, you know, or what has been your, how do you navigate your most difficult clients?
Well, I have a cousin that says, and he taught me this, my information, the knowledge that I have, is my stock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you repeat that?
My knowledge and wisdom is my stock in trade.
Yes.
So
yes.
When a client comes to me, I will talk to them maybe about 10, 15 minutes to see where they what they want to do. And then I will direct them to a consultation, a full consultation, where I can hear their heart. And that is a paid consultation. Okay.
Yes.
And I sit with the clients to hear their heart so that I know if I'm a good fit for them, because I'm not going to diagnose them with a whole bunch of remedies and just to, you know, stock up a bill to manipulate money. I need to know that I'm a perfect fit. And if I'm not a fit, then maybe I can get someone and I direct you to the right person. But that consultation will wean out those who just want information and just want it for free. And those that really are about their business, that want to leverage their company and elevate their community.
Wow, that's important, Mrs. Young. Yeah, but you do have the consultation. Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
You you mentioned also you have another program, the Women of Strength. Tell us a little bit about that program.
Wow, Women of Strength Resources Development and Foundation. There's a couple of other companies called Women of Strength, but what they are missing is that back piece that says resources, development, and foundation, and that's who I am as a person. I want to give you the resources. I want to develop you and give you the foundation that you need to build upon so that you can stand on your own two feet and do the same for others. And that's what we do. We teach women how to be women of strength. We train them. We have personal development classes and curriculums. One, I actually just taught for a group of 60 women in New York.
Yes.
And I had got the call that they wanted me to teach, and I was able to teach and also teach from my book. And so it was
Are you able to recall that organization?
Oh, yes. That organization is Brownsville Community Development Corporation, and the executive director is LaShawn Allen Muhammad, and that program was called a Shirley Chisholm Women's Leadership Program.
Wow, wow.
And I was
really powerful.
To teach that. Yes. So
that is awesome.
Within that program, we help women, children, and families, and that's what we do, and we're dedicated to that, whatever that scope looks like.
That's awesome. Tell me a little bit. I understand that you also serve families and shelters as well during the holidays. Tell me about your Christmas drive, your toy drive.
Oh, my goodness. We serve families who are needy, let's say that, in need. And these families are our everyday neighbors that look just like us, that may not be able to pay for medicine and or pay their rent or be able to choose between paying their bills and eating or paying their car note. And so we serve those families and without discrimination. And now we are working with families within the hotel system who have lost their apartment and cannot get a second chance housing because they have that on their court records. And so
yes.
we try to go in and assist them. But the difference in going into a system with food and clothes and school supplies and Christmas
yes.
items to try to relieve some of that burden, now we are strategically planning the organizations that the Lord has blessed me to organize and set up and come in contact with some of these wonderful people. We're together going in to combat the problem.
Awesome.
So that one, like your company, can provide strengthening family techniques.
Yes.
Like Brother Kyrie that just was on the line, his organization, Crossover Moves, teaching basketball life applications through basketball strategies and techniques to young men. They will go in. And Larry, who also has a scholarship and a STEM program, will go in and work with those children who will think that they will never be able to even get to see the inside of a college, cannot
right.
let their schoolmates know that they live in a shelter, cannot have
mm-hmm.
company, and living in these one to two room apartments. So we're going
yes.
in to combat that problem, to give them the life skills, the career development, the entrepreneurial skills, economic development, budgeting, and everything they need for the parent and for the total
yes.
child, including the social skills, so that they can now get ready for their next apartment and providing housing preservation techniques for them while working with other landlords and agencies to say we need second chance housing for these
right.
individuals.
Wow, that's powerful. That I like it's a couple of things in that your clients who you set up is now collectively joining you in this mission to help children and families and community.
Yes.
That is awesome. That
yes.
is awesome.
And
let me
I'm sorry. For years, it was me and my husband, you know, using money
right.
out of our own pockets. And
definitely understand
me,
that, yes.
Allows me to stand up on his shoulders and be tall and be who I am. But now,
uh-huh.
you know, people, I'm really reaching out to the community because my
right.
heart was bigger than my pockets. And so now I'm starting programs. And you
yes.
were one of the people that I worked with, oh, my goodness, way back 30 years ago.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
when my daughter
yes.
was a little girl. She's 35 now. So
right.
for funding and assistance,
mm-hmm.
but doing more with less sometimes. And
right,
saying
exactly.
collectively, neither one of you may have the funding for grassroots. So how about if we all give each other an opportunity together and do it big? And so they have been assisting me already, you know, just
yes.
making sure that we provide fruit baskets and all of that that we got when we were children.
Yes, yes, that's so important, so important. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. This is really good. And Margaret, as you know, it's like when you're having a great conversation, it's like, okay, time is going. But for the
yes.
audience, we know they've been waiting for this, and you're not going to give them all your nuggets, but we just want to whet their appetites a little bit in terms of the five tips to starting a CBO, which is community-based organization, or a 501c3 tax-exempt organization.
Right.
There's nine steps, so we're just going to cover five. No major details.
One of the things that people often ask me is, why do I do what I do? And
okay.
you have to have a why. You have to know your why. And it means in any setting or whatever you are doing, in your purpose, you got to have a why. Why do you want to do that particular project and not that?
Yes.
What signifies that? Why is that so special? So you really need to have a why.
Yes.
Number two, okay, you know why? Because you have the drive. The drive is there, and you're ready to excel. So knowing your why and then say, let's explore the possibilities that should I? Because you're about to develop and manifest something that is in the dark, that's not even created. Eyes haven't seen it. Ears haven't heard it. Neither has even entered into the heart of man what you're going to do. So
Absolutely. Then
you got to say, should I explore the possibilities when this happens? What am I going to name this company? Sometimes we skip that whole process. We'd be so excited. Well, I want to help this one. I want to help that one. I want to do this.
Right.
And you just hear that oh, my God, that in their voice that they're ready to go. And so you have to slow down and strategically think about this thing. What am I going to name it? And then when you figure out what you're going to name it, you have to think about who you would like to serve with you that will bring something to the table to help push the goals and initiatives of that company.
Excellent.
Because people will follow you just because they want to be on the board for recognition, or they want influence, or they know that you have a great following. Okay,
yes.
So you have to be careful and make sure that the people that you choose have the heart like your heart.
That's powerful.
Right? So let's say you might have to have a leave of absence, but you need to make sure that that vice president can carry out every item down to the bottom line as if they were the president acting in your stead, that you would not have any problems with your board trying to vote you off, you know.
And it does happen, right?
Yes. And
unfortunately,
they are professional, and they understand that the consensus and the bottom line and the common denominator is division, not a personal use or personal tack or personal. It's not your home business,
right?
So when you're freaking out your treasurer. Your treasurer can't be a person who just ran their own financial status in debt. And so you're going to bring them on to run your business finance, your financial portfolio? No, that's not a good move. Even if you ran your own self into debt, you shouldn't be the treasurer.
True.
So now, right, now that you have that, now you need to make sure, of what you want to do. What do you want to do and who you want to target? Okay, so what are you going to do? What is your organization about? Okay,
right.
And who will you target? And when you find out that, then you need to go into your research mode to research what is the need in this community where I live that I want to serve. Is there a need?
Yeah.
How much of a need? How bad of a need? And who else is serving them? There you go.
That's powerful. That is powerful. And listen, audience, there is 9 processes or even more, but Mrs. Young has given you 5. And what I want to do now, Mrs. Young, excellent, well said. You know your stuff.
So
what we're going to do is, because I know we've had people on the line since maybe 8 o'clock, maybe some people have been hanging with us when we're talking about the 5 tips as far as avoiding coronavirus, and if you get it, some of the things you can do. Now we want to open up the line because your audience has been hanging on, and then we maybe have some other people that just have some questions. So just take your seatbelt. Dr. Ron, we can open up the line.
Okay, we'll open up one of the first lines I've been hanging on. 646-972, you're on with Coach Morale and Mrs. Margareta Young.
Hey, how's everyone doing in Neo Nation?
Fine, and you? Is this my favorite person, Mrs. Shalik?
Yes, it is. How did you know
that? Oh, you're so faithful. I so appreciate it. I was thinking about you today.
Yo, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I was just so excited to have the opportunity to hear you get basically to attend your show. And then, you know, you got Reverend Ron there in the building. And then your guest, very, very, very interesting. I was also excited to hear what your guest had to say. And I was also excited about the start of the Tapestry app, which is basically is going to be active tonight. So I don't know if anybody knows about that, but people can get paid. It helps people to get paid for other people to sign up under the Tapestry app, and it helps them, like, with, you know, it's not a lot of money, but it helps those twos and twos, and they get paid like $5 per person. So I know that Dr. Robinson will have an opportunity during the week to spread the news. But I also want to say,
I was just saying correct.
Oh, yeah. And so that was like great news, man, because it was just wonderful, because I was able, it's something to help other people under these trying times to receive some type of income. You know what I'm saying? Those little odds and ends, you know, and things are expensive and people are losing their jobs and their houses and things like that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But
definitely.
I wanted to ask a good question. I think it's a good question for me, for your guest, and which pertaining to the ability to offer what they call fiscal sponsorship in terms of helping other people who may want to start their business and want to work under the guise of the organization. Does your guest offer what they call fiscal sponsorships?
Margaretta Young?
Yeah, we have some of our
You could talk a little louder, Mrs. Young.
We have some of the organizations that do offer that, but they offer that to companies or people that they know. When it comes down to fiscal sponsorship, you're basically saying that this person can use your 501c3 to get funding, in-kind donations, or anything they need under your business name. That means you need to know the person you're working with. They need to be trustworthy, because they can get anything. And the next thing you know, when it's time to fill out your annual report, you may say you didn't bring anything in, but they may have gotten $100,000 and you know nothing about it.
Right.
So fiscal sponsorship has a lot of different dynamics to it. And if somebody asks you to be their fiscal sponsor, you need to see their scope. You need to see what they're working on. What, you know, some kind of
business plan.
Even if they have a history of funding. What is your history of dealing with money? You know, what is your money story? Right.
Right, right.
I like that money story.
Thank you very much. And
Shalise,
everyone enjoyed
that's a great
evening.
Question. I so appreciate you. You're so faithful.
Oh, thank you. I try to be. You know, I'm work in progress.
You're succeeding.
Well, with a great program like this that's so informative, and with different programs on the air pertaining to, like, finances and personal health and well-being, I think that this is a positive place and motivation. And it keeps a person like me focused and steady.
That's right.
And I'm also able to spread and encourage a message of hope for others who are looking towards being a part of a community like this one, like Neo Nation, and, you know, and being able to understand the power of networking. So I thank you for the opportunity. It's an honor and a privilege. And everyone have a good evening. And thank you for
your opportunity.
Well,
my pleasure. You're welcome too. Dr. Ron,
okay,
we're going to
open up 678-692. You might have to unmute yourself. Are you there? Okay, they're probably listening in. You're good listeners.
Right.
Okay, we're going to open up 510-731-510-731. Your mic is open.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Kyrie Rosby. I'm back.
Hey, Kyrie. Good to hear you again. Thanks for your patience, Kyrie.
Oh, yeah.
What say you, Mr. Kyrie?
You said what? Say that again. I'm sorry.
I'm doing the old English. What say you? What do you have to tell us today about Mrs. Young?
So I would definitely like to give her flowers. So working with her,
beautiful.
I can definitely, it was excellent, and I can vouch for literally everything she told you guys on air, like everything to the T.
Wow.
And so at first, you know, it was business, but we clicked instantly. Like we became like family.
Okay.
And she definitely knows her stuff, very knowledgeable. easy to communicate with, and he's easy to get in touch with, because I've worked with people who were hard to get in touch with. And to me, that's not good business. But that's not the case for Mrs. Margareta. She makes time for her clients. She makes them feel important and valued. I definitely feel important and valued to her. And when it comes to your vision, I like to say she has the gift of, I'll say, interpretation. Because what she said about what she said about having an idea, or all you have to do is bring an idea or a concept, that's spot on.
Right.
Because I told her my vision for my organization, and she was able to explain my vision better than I did. Like, the way she put the words together, I'm like, I would have never thought to say it like that, but that's what I mean. Like, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So I can vouch for everything she said.
Wow, Carrie, thank you. I'm telling you, this is awesome. Mark, Mrs. Young, did you hear that? My goodness.
Yes.
Carrie, to you.
Carrie, would you tell them where you are and the name of your organization and just a quick 1 minute about what you do?
Okay, I'll try to make it brief because you know it's a lot. My organization is called, well, first off, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. My organization is called Crossover Moves Incorporated. We are a nonprofit organization. We were established in August of 2019. And what we do is we are a specialized basketball training program and mentorship organization, and we serve young men ages 12 to 17. And we serve the Charlotte metro area and surrounding cities. And we're not only a basketball training camp, we believe in fostering the total child.
Yes.
We understand that, you know, it takes a village to raise someone. So not only do we want to provide basketball training, we want to help them with financial literacy classes, cooking and nutrition, health and grooming, career development, and self-development, the whole nine yards.
That's awesome.
So it's more than a game.
Thank you, Kyrie.
Kyrie, you did really well. Mrs. Young taught really well. It was very concise. I was thinking it's going to take another 5 minutes. No, wow, that's great. So in addition to basketball, and I'm doing good because I'm not being long-winded tonight. well, kudos for Kyrie for just making a change in the community. And so what we're going to do, because we know that we have quite a few more people that's been on, we're going to go ahead. But thank you so much, Kyrie. Kudos to you, Mrs. Young.
Excuse me. You're welcome. When we were going to air the commercial, I know you all were getting ready to call a 718 number. I just wanted to remind you that they were on the line.
Yeah, Dr. Ron is able to see. Is it 718? Dr. Ron, we have a 718?
Yes, we do. Okay. I'm going to open it up. 718-926. 718-926, your mic is open.
Hello?
Hello? Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yes, good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Thomas E. Liley of Faith No Fear.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing fine, yourself.
Great. I'm so grateful to be on this platform with Ms. Margaret Young. I really appreciate her so much.
Oh,
thank you.
Beautiful.
Yes. So, go ahead.
You can talk. You can talk about what we did, for work.
Okay, Ms. Margaret Young brought my vision because I came to her on a business level and she broke everything down to me so strategically that I was blown away. She put everything together that what I was trying to do and what I was trying to say, she just put it in 5 minutes. Knew exactly where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do, and knew my vision. And that right there was nobody but her, between God and her.
Yes.
And that's what I love about her. But my name is Mr. Thomas E. Liley, and I have a clothing line named Faith No Fear Clothing, and I have entertainment business, which is Eli Production and Entertainment. And what I do is I go around to different places, but Dallas is center. I give away my clothing, which is the Faith No Fear clothing, T-shirts, hoodies, and things like that. But I'm giving people hope and everything of what I've been through. I am a dialysis kidney patient as well.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have a kidney plant, and I go to people that went through what I've been through.
Right.
And I know, you know, so that's what I do. I go around different places, and I
that is
talk
awesome.
To people. I mentor people as well.
Wow. Cool. Let me just, Margaretta, one second. Kudos to you for what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Like you're a business person, but yet you are helping them socially in terms of, you know, giving away the T-shirt so that you can bring hope to other people and emotionally. That is so important. Yes, Margaretta, did you have something you want to add, and then we'll go to the next person?
Yes. The Faith No Fear brand is now Faith No Fear Foundation, and that is to be able to help those children that's on dialysis and, you know, kidney failure, because when he was younger, that's when he was on dialysis, and I believe for several years until he got a donor, which was his uncle.
And yes, my uncle.
Oh, so beautiful.
So that
and that's the name of it. I like that.
Faith No Fear. And that will also assist children in foster care system, young girls, to help them have confidence, and veterans. And so we're developing a music through education program where he could continue to still do his gospel concerts and bring music, which is a universal, you know, thing, and it provides healing to all of those constituents.
And I'm glad you mentioned it, Mrs. Young and Mr. Thomas. It's a great thing that you're doing. We're just talking about the medicinal healing of music and good music and soothing music. Now, you know, for those who like rap, that can bring healing for some people. And we were just, not so much to each his own, but we were just saying everybody like different styles. And what really matters is that healing is coming to that individual. So thank you so much. And Dr. Realm, we'll just take the next caller. Keep up the good
work. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. 843-601. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, how are you? Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yes, how y'all doing over there?
Doing fine, and yourself?
This is Alfonso Gordon. I'm doing very well.
Okay. And what's your first name?
Alfonso Gordon.
Alfonso, glad to meet you.
Yes.
South Carolina, 843. All right, Dr. Ron.
All right, now. Holla.
I was born in Charleston.
They still got them cocktails on there. I'm from Allendale.
Okay. I'm right here from King Street. It's a little small little town. We're kind of in between everything.
Oh, yeah.
You go, don't get me started now. Y'all better go ahead and start doing your thing.
I know. Yeah.
How you doing, Ms. Young? Thank you so much for aligning me up with everything that you've done. And it was just amazing how she just navigated me through everything and just like everyone says, she breaks it down so simply in a simple form where you feel comfortable and you can understand everything that she's maneuvering you through. So you don't feel nervous or feel kind of like scared of just starting your business. And
she
got me set up right now where I'm an artist, and I used to do it when I was all through high school up to adult age than I am. And I'm doing – well, we're in process of getting everything started up to do the artist expression and music therapy, where we'll be doing artwork with some music playing in the background, because music is a form of therapy also, along with art.
Yeah.
Once you get, everything intertwined, everything into like a comfortable, relaxing scenery where we do everything, even learning or just having fun, just drawing and listening to music and just relaxing.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
and
she set me up very well with that.
Wow. You know, so what I'm hearing, Mr. Alfonso, that Margaretta has, she's versatile. It's just not community development, but it's also clothing line and you know, art and being able to, as they're saying, and I like the way you said it, your alignment, you know, that's really powerful that you're in sync with people that you're doing business with. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and
much,
I appreciate it, too. Thank you, Ms. Margaret.
You are welcome. Alfonso, quickly, I'm going to say this. He is a brickmason by trade. And
oh,
he
wow.
just always wanted to have his art in schools or work with,
yeah.
you know, do pop-up parties and different things. And he just didn't see to put that together. And one day
right.
he was explaining his vision to someone, and they said, I got the perfect person for you. So
uh-huh.
now he will be laying bricks and laying foundation, but through art. You know,
right.
and it's just wonderful. So I was honored to work with him.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I'm telling you, my goodness. We have about 5 more minutes, but I know that we have so many other people on the line, so we're going to move along, Mrs. Young. But
okay.
it's just such a blessing that you, it's not only that you have done the business, but you have people who are satisfied customer and is willing to take out their time on this busy schedule. And just give you accolades. This is awesome. This is really awesome. Dr. Brown, do we have anybody else?
Yes, we're going to open it up. 980-613. Your mic is open. Unmute yourself. We're going to have a minute, people, because there's a lot of y'all.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Probably have a minute. You might want to give a shout out. Okay, I guess they're
yes.
listening in. We're going to go
okay.
to, okay, we got 914-979. You got a minute to say hello to Mrs. Margarita Young.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. First, I want to say thank you to my sister, because she has done a dynamic and wonderful job in helping the community and helping our people. So I am really great that you're doing that. And all I can say is keep up the good work. And also
yeah.
what we're involved with our program that we have, we have a program right now, we're on the radio show as well. And basically our radio show is called Experiencing Spiritual Unity. And back in 2010, what was happening was we were able to help to stop the gang wars and save the lives of a lot of kids, because a lot of kids got caught up into this gang war foolishness and were killing each other left and right. And I'm just glad
yes.
to see that, you know, we were able to, you know, really form a group called Parents Against Teen Violence. And we were able to get about 150 people together. And we
yes.
went to different schools, and we were able to talk to the kids about, you know, come on. Really start to see yourself in a positive light instead of seeing yourself
yes.
self-hatred and anger towards one another. And you want to brag about being the biggest and baddest gang in New York
yes.
and this, that, and the other, or in the Bronx or in Brooklyn or wherever. But the bottom line is that really a goal that you should be focusing on? And so what if you
yes.
have 10 or 20 people? The bottom line is you're still in the biggest and baddest gang. And that shouldn't be the focus, but these are things that were really going on crazily in people's minds, you know, these young people's minds, thinking that this was a good thing to do when it really wasn't. But what
yes.
the bottom line really boils down to is when we have positive programs that we can, you know, introduce to our youth, you know, they don't get caught up into this madness, because if you don't have any positive programs to give them, and they're just going to be hanging out on the street corners, and they're going to be thinking about selling drugs, getting involved with these gangs, and doing a lot of other negative things. But if we can
right.
have a lot of positive programs for them to, you know, get into, then that's going to be what really is going to make be the game changer and really change their thinking and see themselves in a more positive and successful viewpoint. But they could not end up in a early grave, but end up in a
right.
big opportunity where they can help themselves and help, you know, their family and other people in our community as well. So instead of just thinking about filling their wallet or their purse, they can think about how they can also be helpful to the lives of others as well. So
yes.
right now, what our main focus is on as well, outside of
I'm sorry, sir. I don't really mean to interrupt you.
And I want to be respectful, and I do honor your time, but we have so many other people that's on, and we're not going to get to everyone tonight. I just want you all to know that we're doing our best. We have to wrap it up within at least the next 2 minutes. So thank you so much, and we'll definitely have Miss Young on another day, okay? But thank you. Dr. Ron, if we could take the next caller.
Okay, we're going to open up 732-351. 732-351, your mic is open. Keep it a minute.
Yes,
hi.
Please.
Hello, this is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. How you doing? I'm just enjoying the show. I'm not going to say too much other than give accolades again to my sister, Margaret.
Yes.
She's a beautiful person, and I thank God for her. She comes highly recommended. So if you do need the information, reach out to her so that she can help you out with your LLC, getting your business started, your proposals, your grant writing. She does it, and she does it well. So I want to say good night. I'm glad that you're on. Congratulations. Hi, Dr. Ron, my girl geeky friend.
I was going to say we had Mrs. Copeland on last week. Thank you so much for the accolades. We really appreciate it. Dr. Ron, can we go to...
Have a good night.
You too now. Thank you. Can we go to 646-643?
There we go. Your mic is open. 646-643.
Good evening, Michelle Brown Lowe. I'm a realtor from New York City. Hello, everyone.
Hey, how are you, Miss Michelle? That's my cousin.
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you. I was curious, the gentleman that was speaking about the basketball program that he had, I was wondering why he started at 12 years old instead of maybe like 5, 6, or 7, where he could cultivate those children on up. Sometimes at 12 years old, these young men, they already have their personalities and whatever they've gone through, they already have that in place. I'm wondering if he can if he's able to take a younger age group. That was just one question. And the other thing that I wanted to say to Mrs. Young is that the law has changed where landlords are no longer allowed to pull someone's information on whether or not they've been to court and have evictions, prior evictions, or anything of that nature. They're not allowed to do that anymore. And if you hear of anyone, then that person, you need to really report them because they could be sued for like $50,000 or more, the landlord. Or at least the if they're using an agent to find their place, that they make sure that the agent knows that it's against the law to turn down anyone who has Section 8 welfare program, evictions. There's a host of new legislations that have been put in place that landlords are not allowed to reject you because of different reasons.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I can send you that information later on if you want so that you can know what it is and
most
and
definitely.
One, you know?
Wow.
But,
thank you so much. Miss Michelle, really appreciate
that. Right.
Okay, so we have another caller, and then we're going to wrap this session up. Oh, my God, good things must come to an end, but it's not ending. It's just closing for tonight. We definitely
Amen. We open up 704-652, 704-652. Keep it a minute. Your mic is open. Maybe you got to unmute yourself, or maybe just listening in, or okay, we're going
to
move on. Okay, 470-217, 470-217, your mic is open. Keep it to a minute. Okay, everybody's listening tonight. They're all interested in listening. Okay. Okay, 929-266. 929-266, your mic is open. Keep it a minute. Okay.
Let's go to the. Do you have an 843-609?
843. I have 843-862. Okay,
862.
Let me look. Let's see. 843-609.
Or
I have
we'll
843-862.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. 601. Okay, okay. Yeah, 843. Okay, 843-602. Your mic is open. Holla. Okay.
Quickly.
A lot of people want to listen in. Okay, about 718-440. 718-440, your mic is open. Got to keep it to a minute.
Okay, how you doing, my brother? My sisters, all right? How's everything?
I'm fine, yourself.
Fantastic. This is Fred Braswell. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
All right. I'm in the car business. I was just calling in to find out. I was just enjoying the little time I was on. I was enjoying the talk, as usual.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And Mrs. Young.
Yes.
Oh wow, that's awesome.
Yes, excellent.
Wonderful. I'm interested in finding out what I don't know what the topic was tonight. I just always plug in because I'm always interested in hearing what has to be said. I was interested in the billionaire club. I don't know. Were you guys attached to that, or you were talking to something else?
That's Dr. Ron.
Okay, I'm
that's
sorry.
Where I got my
okay.
start. I wanted to be around people.
But Braswell, if you want to start your car lot, if you want to start your own dealership, Mrs. Margaretta Young is the person to talk to. I can vouch for that.
See?
Yes. Okay. Fantastic. Give me so you have my number, right? Okay. So yeah. So give me some information on that. Let me know how I can. Definitely get involved in that. I definitely want to get involved
excellent.
In that. I'm about to give out the information, Dr. Ron. We're coming in for a close. So, Mr. Braswell, we definitely will connect you. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been fabulous, as all of our shows are. As you can see, Margaretta Young is one, a person of her word. She's a storyteller, and she will help you with your LLC. She will help you with your tax-exempt program. She will help you to – Margaretta, you do the grant writing as well, right?
Yes, I do grant writing, and I teach it. I teach classes
okay.
on it and where to find
right.
the funding.
Okay, excellent. And proposal writing. And
yes.
As well as helping you with your resume and your bio. So what we're doing now is we're just closing out. This has been terrific. Dr. Ron, I want to say thank you. As always, I want to say thank you to Dr. Winborn, who is the president of NEO Nation. That's the new economic opportunity. It has been changed to the Negro opportunity, you know, economic opportunity. This show is about helping you to use your abilities so that you can achieve maximum impact. And if you want additional services, you can reach out to me, 862-205-9077, or check out my website, www.morale, that's M-O-R-E-A-L-E, browninc.com. And you want to get in contact with Margaretta, call me, and you will let me know that you heard about her and her dynamic work changing the trajectory of the community. So Margaretta, thank you so much, and thank you for all of MaxFam who've been very just faithful and hanging in there, and one of our favorite people. Continue to support what we're doing here on the Maximize Your Life show. God bless you, and have a great
thank
night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful
come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come. People go.
People go.
Your life has been
out of control.